Some of the guys on the bus are mean to me just because I'm a Christian. Why won't they stop?
It might be hard to believe, but God can use everything we go through for a good cause. Hello and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and today's story reminds me of one of my all-time favorite Bible heroes. His name is Joseph. Now, even though he was mistreated by his brothers and sold into slavery, he became the second most powerful person in all of ancient Egypt, and he helped save God's people from a huge famine. Later, when he was reunited with his brothers, rather than being angry, he chose to see God's plan. Here's what he said to them in Genesis chapter 50, verses 19 and 20. Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." Our story today is entitled, For a Good Cause. Since Gavin stayed after school for track practice, he had to ride the late bus home, and he hated it. "Some of the guys on the bus think they're so cool," he complained when he arrived home one day. "They're mean to me just because they know I go to church. I feel like punching them out." "And how would that show them that you're a Christian?" asked Mom. "Be patient and do what God would want you to do," she said. "He'll use all things to accomplish his purpose." Gavin wasn't so sure. "Well, if he's going to use the way I'm treated by those guys, I wish he'd hurry up," he said with a sigh. "I wish he'd get it over with." After dinner, Gavin got up stiffly from the table. "Are you sure you're not overdoing it with all your after-school practice?" asked Dad. "Maybe being on the team is too much work for you." "We get really hard workouts, and I feel pretty sore," admitted Gavin. He stretched, then slowly collapsed onto the couch. "But I don't mind a little aching," he added. "It's for a good cause. Coach says we're strengthening our bodies, so we'll be ready when we go against tough competition. So I guess what seems bad now will be turned around for good, right?" asked Dad. "Now you sound like Mom," said Gavin. "That's what she tells me when I complain about the problem I'm having on the bus. But I don't see anything good about that." "I heard that," Mom called from the kitchen. Gavin and Dad grinned. "Mom's right," said Dad. "Your hard workouts are for a good cause, and they prepare your team for success later. In the same way, the hard situations we face in life are used in various ways for a good cause. God often uses them to prepare us for whatever the future holds. At other times, he may use them to show others that he gives us peace or joy, even in difficult times. God will eventually turn your bad experiences into something for your good and to bring glory to him. So how about you? Do you get discouraged and angry when bad things happen? Do you wonder how anything good can possibly come from what's going on in your life? Remember Joseph in the Old Testament. Time after time, difficult things happened to him, but God was in control of his life, and God is in control of your life too. Trust him to turn difficult experiences into something good. Our key verse, once again, from the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 20, it says, "You," speaking to Joseph's brothers, "meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." And our key thought, God uses difficulties for your good. Hey, don't forget to check out Keys for Kids Radio for more great programs like Down Gilead Lane and Adventures in Odyssey, plus music and more. Visit keysforkids.net to tune in. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.